Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Stand here as a freed slave.
This is Sparta!
Hey, where are the white women at?
He's a Negro.
There are some real shenanigans going on.
Indeed there are, Mr. Clyburn, member of the Congressional Black Circus, a circus clown. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, where indeed he is a Negro. Glad you guys are here. We are discussing all the time the craziness of the left, the idiocy of leftism, and it does not disappoint. It definitely continues. Albert Einstein said, "The great forces of the world are stupidity, fear, and greed." The Democrats showcase all of those every day to such a level that you wonder how they function. I mean, how do you get any joy out of life when you're stupid and you live on fear and greed? It's on display every day in America, folks. Stupidity working overtime. I want you to consider all the horrible things happening since the coup. How badly Joey Demento and team have performed. And stupidity is one of the words that jumps into my brain. There are many others, too. But stupidity is the one we can just focus on for just a bit. Napoleon said, "In politics, stupidity is not a handicap." How sad is that? Stupidity is not a handicap. Oh my goodness. While the situation at the border, folks, gets worse, Team Demento ignores it. They use the little bit of freedom that some Americans around the country have gotten back to dismiss their issues. What am I talking about? I'm talking about a border issue that's been brewing since Biden took office in the coup. And if it had been Trump's problem, you'd be hearing about it incessantly. For example, let me just give you some other things. If Trump were still president, you'd be hearing about how many people have died from the WHO flu. You wouldn't be hearing about the cure, or you'd be hearing about the number of adverse effects of the cure. So Trump couldn't pound his chest. Which, for the record, I completely disagree with Donald Trump in this whole speed to market of this cure. The cure, people don't understand. While this cure was all contrived, it was already been, this has been looked at since 2019, probably sooner. We funded all this stuff. And so the idea that we have a cure for a disease that kills less than 0.1% of the people, and Trump rushes the cure in, and we spend trillions of dollars, I completely disagree. He needs to quit pounding his chest. But he can't. And that's that conundrum that they worked him into. I'll talk more about it, but Donald Trump was on the right path when he was talking homeopathic with hydroxychloroquine. But he bit it. He took the bait. Anyway, here's what I'm getting at is, if Donald Trump were president, the way you'd be seeing these stories would be completely different. Yeah, our foreign policy is in shambles, but you won't hear anybody comparing Biden's to Trump. There is no comparison. Iran has got the bomb. I mean, they're essentially building a bomb. They won't let inspectors in. I've already talked about our foreign policy as it pertains to immigration, illegal immigration, and the border. Kamala Harris still hasn't gone to the border. She was put in charge of it. Now we're hearing she isn't even going to go. See, Democrats do exactly, they're very slick. They will ignore a problem until the right time for them to pretend to do something and get some credit from it. But Kamala Harris is like a crackhead mother who forgets she has four kids at home. She's out on the streets. As my grandmother says, she's out running the streets. You understand how Hunter became a crackhead when you look at these hapless clowns pretending to run the country. It makes no sense. Let me just begin this way. If you wanted to run a country the right way, the first thing you need to have is law and order, correct? So you would say, let's get control of these cities. Let's make it safer for everybody. Let's improve the quality of life by getting rid of the criminal element. But you know what the Democrats did? They deployed troops to keep people from getting into the Capitol. What, 2,300 troops, whatever it was, to keep you from going to check on your employees. Meanwhile, you were on the other side of that wall getting killed, getting beat up, getting robbed, getting raped. Who knows? That's how they roll. Idiots. It's unbelievable the level of stupidity that we allow in this country, that we allow to be leaders of us. I was talking about foreign policy a second ago. Jekyll and Hyde is the only way you can describe it. Helter skelter, maybe? At every level. Biden pretends to be tough on China, when China is who's really controlling what's happening here. People blame Soros. They're like, Kevin, George Soros, George, yeah, I'm sure he's got some input. He's rich enough to do a lot of things. But it's China. We're talking about what Facebook is doing. I don't know if you got, I'm sure you saw this thing with Project Veritas, what they were doing with the Wu flu. Are you beginning to see that all of this stuff is a scam? I'm pretty sure you are. The racial strife, give you some statistics on BLM. You're starting to wake up. What it means, folks, I'm going to give you some ideas about how we're winning. How you're winning. It was funny. I'm going to be talking about a friend of mine. In fact, we may talk about it next, but he wrapped his van. He's a black entrepreneur that works on my home. And it's an interesting story, and I think you'll learn a lot from it from a racial perspective, so I hope you stick around for that. I think we'll do that next next segment. But we got a lot to talk about because Democrats are indeed crazy, stupid. To understand them so you can defend yourself against them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm sick and tired of smart guys.
Yeah, me too, Joe Biden. He's tired of me. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, I love looking at life and sort of explaining to you guys how the craziness of my life in certain ways. And my life is very normal in many ways. I mean, it is. But there are stories that come up that I got to share with you that just make me, there's such learning experiences. And I want to talk to you about my AC guy. His name is Javon. Yeah. If you think it's butter, but it's not, it's Javon. You remember that commercial, Chiffon? Anyway, my AC guy's name is Javon. And he's fixed the AC in my house that I'm rehabbing in St. Louis many, many times. And now you may say, well, Kevin, it seems like he's incompetent. No, it's not his fault. The AC in my house almost burned my house down. It was a horribly designed unit. And me and Javon and I, we looked at how it was looped Because one day I came home and I'm not kidding you, it was minutes away from just going setting on fire. And it had frozen up and all kinds of stuff. And as I had technician after technician look at this unit, and nobody ever saw it. Well, he and I pulled out the schematic, and I was looking at it, and I said, it was like the Titanic. It didn't have a fail-safe when certain things failed. And you could overload the circuit. It actually burned out. And you know, the rest, just leave it at that. That's what. So he and I looked at the circuit and went, this is horribly designed. He goes, yeah, man. But he fixed it. I said, well, go ahead and put this on and do this, that, and the other, and we fixed it. So at the end of the day, he became my guy. I was like, man, this dude is sharp. So the unit, you know, when you're in the summer in St. Louis where it's high humidity and high heat, you're going to always blow. There's a starting capacitor for your air conditioner. It blows all the time. And the part probably costs, the capacitor probably costs $5 to make. They give it to those guys for $20, and then those guys resell it for $80 or $100, whatever. But there's a couple things that go out in the units. If you know anything about what I'm doing, you know, I'm an electrical engineer. I was like, oh, I know what happened. So I just usually go out and get the parts. So I bring Javon in when the unit really went bad, and he's looked at it and went, oh, man. He's like, okay, well, your relay busted here. And, you know, so he fixed it. And then when we were looking at the parts, my test for these guys is, are you going to gouge me? I don't mind paying a little bit more. You got to pick it up. You got to bring it, et cetera. Are you going to gouge me? But Javon didn't. So he passed my test. He responded honestly. He told me it was going to be less than $100. When he would replace different parts, these other guys would try to squeeze $200, $300, $400 out of you. He said he could fix it at a certain time. He was there, and he under-promised and over-delivered. So as we got to know each other, you know, because when I first met him, he said, "Hey, this is Jay." He would call himself Jay, and you know, Jay's AC auto repair. And all his stuff was J, J-A-Y, or just J, however you want to spell it. Not Javon. His actual name. And so Melissa joked with him once. She says, once we got to know him, she says, so Jay, is there a reason why you don't answer the phone Javon? Oh, my goodness. And we joked that, you know, you're fronting. You need your name to sound white. And he started laughing. And he goes, yeah, man. He goes, I ain't going to lie. He goes, you know, when you say Javon, people hear black business, black dude. So this is a hardworking brother playing the game. But what's most intriguing is our discussions of working with blacks. Because Javon was like, when he comes to my house, he knows I'm in South City, which is a kind of a black area of town. And he's like, okay, I got this brother I got to deal with. And he told me, he confided in me, he says, man, Kev, I'll be honest with you, man, dealing with us is difficult. It's difficult. He goes, I cater my business. I go by Jay. I cater my business to whites because I don't have to negotiate. I give great service, as you know. I said, you do, man. You're awesome. I would recommend this. In fact, I have recommended this guy to everybody. He will tell you when he's going to be there, he will be there. If he can't be there, if he's running behind, he'll call you. I mean, he's Johnny on the spot. And he does not rip you off. He says, here's the price of the parts, blah, blah, blah. And he's making money. So anyway, like I said, you know, we know each other well. We're friends now. So he says to me the other day, he goes, says, yeah, man, I need a voice. Says this to Melissa. He says he's going to wrap his truck, his van. He got a new van, and he's going to wrap it with his family on the van. And he said, I'm talking about a picture of his family in case I'm not being clear. He said his family revolted. Don't do it. You can't do that, man. No way. You will lose business. And he was adamant. He's like, man, I'm not going to lose business. People know my work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He goes, Don't wrap your van. So long story short, he didn't. He painted the van two-tone, put his business on there, Jay's AC, and he's cruising along the way. So I'm just telling you this because here's what's interesting to me. This is a black man in a business in a city that is, you know, it's predominantly black, run by Democrats. He could do no wrong. I want to be very clear. I'm so proud of this guy because of the way he runs his business professionally, you know, by the book. He could be, and you know, the stereotype would be he's going to be a drug dealer and a gangbanger and all that. He's running a legitimate business, making a living, family proud of him. You know, I mean, I could go on. I don't know what he's bringing in, but he does well. Represents the black community. And what's funny, he wants to show this off, but even with that, he's still a little hesitant. He's still a little hesitant because he's not quite sure. This is the America he feels like he lives in, where he puts that black family on there. I told him, I said, man, I'll be honest with you. When I called Jay's AC and, you know, you were, yeah, I'm available. Great. It was about availability. But when I was like, oh, man, his brother's Javon, you start questioning it. Is he going to really be good? Is he going to be, you know, about the business? You're not sure. So it was refreshing. And see, that's, I promise you, there are more people like that, but the stereotype of black business is what we live with because we live with all that other baggage that's out there. I would bet you money it's impacted me in ways I don't know. People that want to give to a foundation or to your charity, they're like, I don't know. They don't quite know how to do it. Anyway, just thought it was an interesting story on so many levels. And my job is to make you think. So think about it. Let me know your thoughts. KevinJacksonNetwork.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say there are multiple casualties after a mass shooting in downtown San Jose. Russell Davis with the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office confirming the shooter is dead. However, he would not say how the shooter died. California Democrat Congressman Ro Khanna saying it's an unspeakable tragedy.
These are some of the extraordinary public servants in our community. They keep the public transportation running, and it's just unspeakable, the horror that we have witnessed.
The shooting taking place at the City Transportation Light Rail Yard, and many of the victims are City Transportation employees. AAA is predicting that travel will be up 60% over last year over the Memorial Day weekend. More than 37 million Americans expected to travel more than 50 miles from home this holiday weekend. The group saying Las Vegas ranks as a top road trip destination. USA Radio News. Arrests were made after a deadly cable car crash in northern Italy.
In a follow-up, Italian police arrested three people Wednesday in the cable car disaster that killed 14 people on Mount Monterone in northwestern Italy. Interrogations revealed workers on Sunday placed a fork-shaped clamp on the emergency brake to deactivate it as a patchwork repair. Without any brakes, witnesses say after the lead cable broke, the cabin reeled back down the hill until it hit a pylon and pulled off the cables, falling 50 feet. The lone survivor, a 5-year-old boy, remains hospitalized. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Brown.
Montana Democrat Senator John Tester is sponsoring sweeping legislation to expand benefits and improve care for veterans suffering from toxic exposure. The bill, called the Cost of War Act, would require the federal government to provide health care coverage and disability compensation to veterans struggling with effects of toxic exposure related to their military service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I hope you learned something about black culture in that previous segment. And I hope that this this show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, I hope we teach you things that you can take that are beyond. Look, it's fun to have a laugh or two or whatever, but I really want to give you insights into various cultures. And here's the irony. There is a black culture, no question about it, but it has many, many iterations. In other words, I could tell you there's a white culture, and you would go, well, what is it? Because there's a very snooty culture, there's a middle class culture, and there's a white trash culture. And inside of all of those are a myriad of subcultures. Believe it or not, white trash has its royalty. You get what I'm saying? Look at some of these. Like, okay, I'll give you an example. You can have black royalty in the sense of a Jay-Z or Beyonce or whatever, but they still don't measure up. Culturally, they are not the same as white royalty, white elitists. It's a very different world, even though technically they may have the same amount of money, etc. Here's what's the interesting play about all of the things when we talk about diversity, equity, inclusion, how we look at one another. However many people there are in the world, that's how many cultures there are. It isn't anything close. There's not a black culture. Blacks want us to, guys like me, to conform to some sort of a culture. I'm like, conform to what? I grew up hunting and fishing. You know, not breakdancing. So conform to what? We're all individual. That's the beauty of what... Look, the collective thing is that we're all human beings. The non-collective thing is that we are all individuals. Your individuality never expands beyond your humanity. That's really and truly, if I were to put something on a gravestone, that might be it. Be yourself. Understanding that you are part of the great collective of the human existence. That's just an amazing thought. I'm going to jot that down. I tell you, I don't even believe it. I know it. I believe God speaks to me in these ways because I haven't prepped this show for this conversation. But anyway, I do believe that we're individuals. 7-point-something billion people, all individuals. But part of this one big human collective. Anyway, I was talking about Biden being tough on China, you know, is a joke because he's not. I was thinking about here's another story we haven't talked about in our examination of stupidity. The Chinese have thousands of spies in this country and every country. They have compromised the Democrats. Let me tell you a quick story. An acquaintance of mine, he and his wife were professors in Beijing at a university. And he's a golfing buddy. And he had retired, and then they said, you want to take this gig in China? So they stayed there, I believe, 3 years they lived there. And he said to me, he goes, Kevin, he goes, one day we had a lady that came by, and she was a really nice Chinese lady. And he goes, both he and his wife taught English, by the way, at this school. And he goes, they ran you through the ringer on what certain things mean and understanding the English language. You can't be a rookie and teach English there. But anyway, he says, lady comes by the house, and she would always bring little things, you know, like a little pie or whatever. Super, super nice lady. And, you know, they thought of her just as a nice woman. He goes, but we quickly realized that she was our handler. And he goes, and what really put it over the edge was one time they were going somewhere, and it was a long line. And he says, she took something out of her purse, and she showed it to the person at the gate. And he goes, they skipped through it. And he goes, it was a prestigious thing they were going to. And he goes, they skipped past everybody. And he was telling me some of the things that he got to go to. In case you're golfers, he says, I never golfed in China. But he says, if you're a golfer, he goes, it's almost, he goes, the cost of golf is crazy. Because it's probably, I think he said, $200 to $300 a round. But then you have to pay for clubs. Then you have to pay for the cart, whatever. It ends up being $800. And then you never can make the dress code. You have to, it's a very formal dress code to golf in China. So he goes, if you get invited to golf in China, expect to spend about $800 to $1,000. I was like, what? And I lived there, but I was so busy, I didn't have time to golf. Not to mention, I wasn't a very good golfer. Back to universities. Universities are out of control. We're talking about stupidity today. Radicals are in charge of our universities. Radicals are teaching your children. I have a friend. They have four kids. They told me one of their kids remain conservative. Two are complete leftists, and one is in the middle. These are staunch conservatives who have said to me, we lost our children ideologically because they sent them to college. But guess what? Leadership in colleges and universities, they're afraid. They've seen that leftism has gone rampant. They don't know what to do. There's a lot to talk about today, folks, but I do have to talk about stupidity. We're going to get to Facebook and all these things that these crooked social media companies are. They are more than social media companies. They are tools of the government now. We're also going to talk about ratings, because I want you to understand the Democrats are losing. They're losing. And it's only going to get worse. Trump issued a statement about it. We'll get to that too. So cities are in turmoil at every level. Cities are in turmoil because they can't pay their bills. The only way they pay their bills is when they get these fat agreements like this transportation, with this infrastructure bill that bails out every failing state, every leftist failing state in the union. That's how they survive. We run up trillions of dollars in debt to do it, and everybody thinks we get to just, you know, play the shell game here. Cities have high crime. When's the last time we talked about homelessness? It's rampant. It's all over these cities. I'm shocked they never really tried to push it off on Trump, but look at California, LA area, places like this. Do you think homelessness ended? It is not ended. It is still here. It's a problem we face. Just like I talked about the border issue earlier, just like I talked about the so-called racism in America, which we'll get to some more of that here in a bit. So all these problems are mounting. The media won't say a word about them. But if Trump were president, they would still, oh, look at the race, look at this. I mean, they would be blowing these things up, and they're hiding it. Here's what they're hiding from you. 2 years in a row, folks, support for BLM, Black Lives Matter, has fallen. What does it mean? It means that Americans realize the lie. Was an essay written by academics Jennifer Chudy and Hakeem Jefferson. It got published in the New York Times. And it analyzed how support for BLM soared to plus 20% in the mid-2020, but rapidly dropped to only plus 5%, which is where it was in mid-2019. I want to go back to me explaining to you guys how these things keep dropping. All these things that are leftist run, leftist supported in any way, dropping. They said, the authors note that the figures serve to contradict, quote, the idea that the country underwent a racial reckoning. Now, I don't know whether they say that's good or bad, because I'm going to guess that it's bad. They still believe the country needs to go through a racial reckoning. But you did. You went through a racial reckoning, and you know what you're starting to realize, people? That there's an angry side to America that wants to blame somebody for all of its failings. What it cannot accomplish, it wants to blame you. And you finally said, you know what? Enough is enough. That's what 2 years of falling. Look at the NFL. Look at the NBA. Look at Major League Baseball. Look at NASCAR. Look at anybody that wants to make you out to be a racist. And watch it. Watch the numbers. See, I don't need a study. I don't need some academics, Jennifer Chudy and Hakeem Jefferson, to tell me what I already know. This country's not racist. This country's not sexist. It's not homophobic. It's none of that. Does it have elements of it? Sure. Nothing that we should be talking about. It should get no press. And it would be gone. They continue. The collapse in support began around the time when the violent BLM riots spread to 140 cities in the U.S., despite the media erroneously reporting the disorder as mostly peaceful protests. Violence, rioting, murder, looting, etc. don't help your cause. And they keep getting defeated. And it will continue. Because you're finally getting woke in the right way.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
But not with those who are proud of it. Welcome back to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Can't thank you guys enough for supporting everything that we're doing, making changes in ways that I think are going to just shock the world. Your support of PolitiChatter has been off the charts. For those of you who have signed up to the FlickFest, our film streaming service, we thank you. I know we had a total of almost 20 movies loaded last week. So if you haven't watched them, get out there and check it out. You're going to be shocked. Everybody that goes out, here's what they see. They see that we don't do anything halfway. That's what they see. And I like that. Anyway, stupidity. This is another story about, you know, these race hustlers. And in this case, Disney. And The story says a humiliated Disney corporation scrubbed its bizarre critical race theory-based employee indoctrination materials from the internet after a think tank scholar exposed them. Christopher Rufo, who's a senior fellow and director of the initiative on CRT at the Manhattan Institute, celebrated Disney's conspicuous retreat from the left's rarefied anti-white, anti-Americanism, the New York Times reported on May 13th. Rufo defines critical race theory as racialized Marxism. Disney has removed the entire anti-racism program from the company's internal portal, he said, effectively scrubbing it out of existence. For the record, that's what we should be doing. We've already been pushing back. That would be the Kevin Jackson Network team. He goes on to say, this is a major victory in the war against woke capital, he said, noting a significant backlash from the public after his initial report. Disney was peddling the most toxic elements of critical race theory, and my reporting led to immediate changes within the company, Rufo said. The environment at Disney, I want you to understand how bad this is. They said the environment at Disney is becoming increasingly politicized in recent months. Rufo reported employees telling him the account appeared in City Journal and a City Journal article where it was titled "The Wokest Place on Earth." I love it. He says there are almost daily memos suggesting readings, panels, and seminars that are all centered around anti-racism. One said, Disney is completely ideologically one-sided and discourages conservative and Christian employees from expressing their views. I attended several training sessions at the beginning just to see what the temperature of the discussion would be and to gauge if I would be able to bring up my own objections in a safe way. Safe meaning for my career. And I've continually gotten the unspoken answer, no, an employee told Rufo. See, this is exactly what's happening all around the country. Teachers contacting us over Seeking Educational Excellence, and they say, you can't use my name. Please, these people, you would think these people were trafficking in child porn or something. They're like, now you didn't hear this from me, you know? Teaching is a venerable career. You should be proud. And, you know, the idea that you can't stand up and say, wait a minute, I don't understand why we're teaching racism. You can't do it. The teachers are literally afraid to do it. He says, it has been very stifling to feel like everyone keeps talking about and having open dialogue and compassionate conversations. But when it comes down to it, I know if I said one thing that was truthful based on data or even just based on my own personal experience, it would actually be unwelcomed. Despite these internal warnings, there is no sign Disney is slowing down its efforts to achieve ideological purity. The company, of course, fired Gina Carano, if you guys remember that. Unbelievable. They've given content advisories to get this. Dumbo, Aladdin, and Fantasia. Yeah. He says there was an internal video that where executives had, according to the internal vision, a video where they announced it as racist content. In the same video, Executive Chairman Bob Iger pledged that the company should, quote, should be taking a stand on political controversies and no longer shy away from politics in the future. Disney is playing with fire, they wrote. The premise of the company has always been to provide an escape for middle Americans, but Disney's executives seem to have growing contempt for the very people who visit their amusement parks, watch their films, and buy their merchandise. This is the stuff that is amazing to me. Capitalism is the bastion of our Democratic Republic. It is what is the foundational, you know, layer. And these guys are attacking it. And why are they doing it? Because they know if they get these guys, quote, woke, it's over.
Forget the guns. If you get capped with people going, well, listen, I don't care about how good my product is. I don't care about you as a consumer and what you want. As long as I'm woke. When you take your eye off the ball for the product you make, what do you think happens to it? Let me ask you, do you think that Coca-Cola being woke is the solution to whether they're going to stay competitive? If there's an up-and-coming cola company that says, look, I'm going to tell you this, we don't give a crap about your woke. We want to make the most delicious flavor sensation you've ever had. If they focus on that, Coke won't even be in existence in 100 years. It is, these perennial companies think that they've got the formula and it's going to last forever. It is not. Turn the engine off of a plane, you know, going 500 miles an hour, and let me tell you what's going to happen. It's going to coast to a stop. Sometimes an abrupt one. So it says, what did Raffo discover in the Disney document dump? He found that Walt Disney, which touts its amusement parks as the happiest place on earth, terrorizes its employees, intimidating them into unquestioning acceptance of the most orthodox dictates of critical race theory. Over the past year, its corporate leaders have transformed CRT into corporate dogma, besieging hapless workers with trainings on systematic racism, white privilege, white fragility, while creating racially segregated affinity groups at the head office. Raffo obtained what he called a trove of whistleblower documents related to Disney's diversity and inclusion program called Reimagine Tomorrow, which paints a disturbing picture of the company's embrace of racial politics. By the way, you want to have some fun? Reimagine America, run by chocolate, the way Ray Nagin said, we will have a city, a chocolate city, when he was talking about New Orleans.
Time for us to rebuild a New Orleans, the one that should be a chocolate New Orleans.
I almost had it right. A chocolate New Orleans. Well, let's look at the chocolate places in America, the chocolate places around the world. Let's start around the world. Anybody here excited about the potential of living in a chocolate a country in Africa? Would that excite you? Probably not. When you look at everything that's happening in any African country, in most of these African countries, a lot of them, not most of them, but a lot of them, would you want to live there? Let's bring it stateside. Where would you want to live in Chocolate City? Do you want to live in a black neighborhood in Baltimore, Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit? Chocolate, wherever? Let me tell you, black folks in Chocolate Detroit, Cleveland, Chocolate Cincinnati, Chocolate Baltimore, Chocolate St. Louis, black folks want to leave the chocolate, at least the dark chocolate, and go over to the white chocolate. That's what they want to do. These people want you to believe that, you know, it's all great, you know. I don't want to keep saying you know, but I think you do know. You know the thing. Yeah, Disney and these people want you to believe that if the world suddenly became black, it would even itself out. Let me tell you something. If America became black-centric, you would have black folks who would figure out something else to be mad about. Oh, you think you got that good hair. Yeah, you one of them light-skinned black folks. You one of them people that they would find something to make a separation and to go to war with one another. Look at what happens in black neighborhoods every day. What are we warring over? Some group wears red and another group wears blue. That's Chocolate City. We war over that. Colors. It's insanity.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.